on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Do not look at your 401k today. Let's talk about what's going on with nationally syndicated financial columnist Terry Savage. Terry, good morning. Is this all about Friday's disappointing July jobs report?
Lock your gilkey windows. Do not jump.
No, really.
You know, it's always hard, even in hindsight, to pinpoint what triggers a major turn in market sentiment. Looking back, they will blame this job report, but we've had sort of harmless job reports like this before. It did not show an alarming rise in unemployment. We haven't had headline layoffs. We've had some layoffs, of course. We just saw, hey, not enough new jobs being created. But what it was a culmination of a lot of evidence, both technical in the markets, more stocks making new lows than new highs, even when the S&P made new highs, consumer sentiment being negative, rising consumer debt, earnings reports in the last month as we have this quarterly earnings frenzy showing that consumers are weak, everything from McDonald's, for instance, even the $5 meals didn't work enough to stem a lack of sales. So all the cumulative evidence of an economic slowdown, even with the very high likelihood, almost the promise that the Fed would cut rates in September, all of a sudden, it's like the, you know, you've seen those movies where the herd of whatever it is, buffalo or lemmings, you know, they stampede and then just get to the cliff and turn. I think they went over the cliff this time. Mm-hmm. And there's just a ton of bearish sentiment in the markets. The Dow is down over 1,200. It's coming back now a bit, down just over 900. But the sentiment has turned. And I've been saying for a long time, you know what I'm going to say this, Bob. I'm going to have to say it every time. It doesn't matter to you if you're in your 20s, 30s, and 40s. You've got that S&P 500 stock fund in your 50s even, in your 401k. You just keep putting the money in, and when the S&P index is lower, your $300 contribution buys more shares. When it goes back up, you get richer. But for people who are, oops, we're retiring next year, or already in retirement, or even worse, 73, I've got to take out those distributions. You don't want to be selling into a down market. That's why you have, you know what I'm going to say, chicken money on the side. You always need some stock market exposure to offset inflation over the long run. But when your long run horizon is down to 20 years or less, and you're not continuing to contribute because you're not working, then you need to make sure you have money on the side, not exposed to the stock market mm-hmm. for days like this.
Back to those job numbers. Don't mm-hmm. they revise that number? Because this is the kind of the middle of summer vacation number, and won't it correct?
Bob, it's not that. Of course, they have seasonal adjustments, and they may come back and revise the numbers next month. This is the, you know, you're throwing darts at a board, and this is the peg that really burst the balloon, let's say. But it's not about the jobs report. It's about this one additional sign that consumers are worried and slowing. We've seen it in other company earnings reports, as I've said. It was just the one thing where all the traders, all the professional money managers looked at each other and went, I think I'll sell. And everybody said, to whom? Everybody has already bought. The Dow was well over 40,000. The S&P higher, the tech indices even higher. And so there was really nobody left to buy. I think one of the triggering points was that Warren Buffett, it was revealed, sold half his position in Apple. That when they look back, you know, it's like what started World War One. You remember your history? Someone mm-hmm. shot the Archduke Franz Ferdinand in Sarajevo, places I couldn't name on the map. Mm-hmm. They look back 100 years later and say that was it. I bet instead of the jobs report, someone will say, gee, if Warren Buffett sold half his Apple, and he has a record cash position, by the way, he's got record chicken money, obviously waiting to buy. He didn't give up on America. Mm-hmm. But maybe that was the trigger.
Yeah, it does seem like it was not one thing, many things, a perfect storm.
It's never one thing. Well, it's just the tide has turned. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you have to jump out right now, but if you are in that position where you're living, you've had an incredible bull run if you're in your late 60s, mid-60s, late 60s, or retired. you want to have some chicken money. And let me make one point quickly. Where did all the money go? Well, when stocks fall, I'll never forget being on the trading floor in 73. That was a terrible bear market, down 50%. I looked and I said, where did all the money go? And an old trader said to me, well, my dear, it went to money heaven. It just disappears. However, a lot of the smart global money has come into the U.S. Treasury market. Now, that chicken money in T-bills last week was yielding over 5%, maybe close to 5.25%. Today, if it's yielding 4.7%. The yield will be lower, but the money is safe. That's a chicken money in T-bills. So if you have money on the side, it lets you sleep through the ups and downs. America isn't over, but this could be a significant bear market, more than 20%, if there's a global route.
Now, I remember whenever it was, whatever year that was, where we had that huge decline. What was that, 90-something?
Oh, we had one in 2000. We had it in 2008. We had it in 87, which was the really frightening stock market.
Maybe that
crash.
Was it.
We
I, rem- I remember,
like
yeah.
20%,
that
5% on one day.
Yeah, and at the time, everybody was giving advice on what to do. And I remember I went to one seminar that my bank had. Advice, how to handle this. And of course, I did what I usually do, nothing, because I procrastinate and I just.
That
you
worked
know,
out well.
Yeah, and then I looked like a genius because everything came back in relatively short time, didn't it?
It wasn't relatively short time, Bob. It was painful time, but a good thing you weren't looking. There's two things to point out here. Absolutely. In 72, 73, the Dow went from over 1,000. I was on the trading floor to 570.01. That's a low that I remember. So it was cut in half in a year and a half. And we had that same kind of thing again in 87 and another mini crash in 89. So think back to who you were then. You were young. You were hotshot like you are now, but you were continuing to work. You didn't have that much money. You weren't paying attention. And the Dow was around 1,000, around 1,700 in those market crashes. Today we're still at 38,000. That's the importance of having a long-term perspective, because, you know, over the long run, the stock market just represents the growth and strength of America. But when your position changes, and we don't know who's listening to this radio show. Everybody loves to listen to you. You're cool for young people, and grown-ups love you as well. But once you're a grown-up heading into retirement, you don't have that, okay, I'll worry about it in 20 years attitude. You think, uh-oh, honey, what are we going to do to pay for whatever it was, the home repairs next year? So that's when you start taking some money out. And we may look back and say Dow 38,660, where it is now, was not such a horrible place if the market, nobody knows. You only know in hindsight. Mm-hmm. So you want to sleep at night. That's it.
All I know is you should read Terry Savage at terrysavage.com. Read her blog. Back in June, she wrote, it's highly possible that the stock market headlines about new highs are masking a treacherous oncoming decline. I'm gonna ask the radio station if temporarily they can move the studios from the 18th floor here down to the lobby. Terry, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for the advice.
Bob.